I've talked before about the importance of business objectives, haven't I, and how every website should have them and how that kind of helps to make decisions about the website as you go through. Should we pick this colour scheme? Will it help reach the business objective, etc., etc.? However, not all business objectives are created equal. In fact, some of them can be pretty pants. I received through a brief recently from a client, and we're going to be doing some work for them. And really, their business objectives were pretty weak and pretty wussy and weren't really worth the effort that they must have put into writing them. Let me just give you one example and you'll see the problem. One of their business objectives was to provide a very high quality channel for the organization's identity and values. Let me read that one more time because it probably didn't make sense to you. Provide a very high quality channel for the organization's identity and values. Still no idea? Not really surprised. It's kind of vague, isn't it? Doesn't really say very much. What does that mean? And what does it, you know, even if it did mean something, even if you did grasp what it meant, how do you measure that? What's the point of it? So that's the trouble with business objectives, that they can turn into the equivalent of a mission statement. And we all know that those are a load of guff that aren't of much use to anybody. What you need is tangible business benefits that can be measured. Something solid, like to increase the number of sales leads coming from the site, the number of people downloading a white paper, something like that, something much more measurable, much more tangible. Also, the other problem that's kind of related to that and came up in the in this particular brief is one of prioritization. The whole point of having business objectives is to help you make decisions about the development of your website. And if you have a number of very vague business objectives that aren't prioritized and probably conflict with one another, then it really doesn't help make that decision-making process. What you need is business objectives that are prioritized, so you can go, okay, these two objectives are clashing, but yes, this one is more important, so therefore this one wins out in the decision-making process. So take time to create business objectives and make sure that they are tangible, real things that you can actually implement and make happen on your website. Avoid them getting watered down in order just to get consensus within the organization.